Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's really good out there, man? Shout out to the whole Angie Fan motherfucker movement. You know what it is. It's your boy, Angie Fan 007, nigga. I'm out here with Wing, man. Yo, Wing, talk to him.
Hey, it's Wing in the building. What's good, Angie Fan movement, Angie Fan radio?
That's what it is. I think we let a man coming on later. Like, yo, man, did you see the Rex and the Charlie Clips battle? This shit is crazy, B.
Oh, that battle is... You know what? It's a lot of people. You know what? I've heard.
Hold up, wait. Let's not do that on this show. Let's get right into it. Rex got beat the fuck up. He got killed. Ain't no, we don't want to talk about it. Let's be blunt about this shit. Rex got fucked up. He got destroyed.
He got destroyed.
Let's not even waste no seconds. I want to get callers on here talking about all that shit tonight. We've been waiting too long for this battle.
This is horrible.
Like, 3-0, clearly. Wow. Fuck, Rex. Like, Jesus.
This was, I have no words for what this was. And I'm not a person for not words. I have no words for what this was. I mean, the personal.
I got words. That's a motherfucker. I got words. It's a fucking massacre. That's what it is. Like, fuck that shit. There's no, it's clear as day. This nigga got killed. Oh, you niggas out there, don't come. I'm not cutting Rex no fucking slack, okay? Clips is going through shit, too. Rex had months to prepare. Rex is on stage laughing and shit at Clips. Nah, my niggas, y'all can't be sitting here cutting this nigga no fucking slack. Y'all crazy out there right now. That nigga got body back. His fucking body is halfway on his way to the fucking morgue right now and shit, so the embalming fluid could be inside of the nigga and shit.
You can't even identify this body right now. Damn. Oh my God. There's no debating. There is actually no debating at all. You can't debate this. There is no people who may not feel Clips or whatever, you cannot even say that he didn't get this win. You can't say that he didn't catch his body. You just can't call it an unprepared Rex. Call it what you want to call it. But like you said, it was months of preparation that they had.
It was 2 months. The nigga sitting there with some boring ass mixtape bars. The only round that was remotely, like, the first round was like, that wasn't all that. Clips killed him in the first round. But at least he said something that was on the first. The second round was completely horrible from Rex. And then the third, I mean, he tried too hard in the third. Like, he really wanted that win that bad. And even the third he didn't get. Jesus Christ.
That was horrible.
Jesus
Christ. That was absolutely horrible. You were saying he was trying. He may have been, but I couldn't even see that. But I'm gonna tell you what I felt made it even worse: the fact that he was on the microphone. It was that was horrible. But even with that, it was like Charlie Clips's person. The whole second and third round was just personal after personal, punch after punch personal. It was like, damn, what can you do?
That shit was horrible, man. You niggas out there saying DNA, hold up, y'all niggas saying DNA lost to fucking K-Rock is worse than this? I don't know, man. It would have to be some crazy ass shit for Tay Rock to have beat DNA worse than this shit, in my opinion, and shit, man.
And I don't even listen to people in the crowd, but they were so overwhelming. People in the crowd was like, don't do it to him. Stop. Like, oh, I'm feeling this way. Like, please.
Hold on. T-Dub, what the fuck is going on? It says, man, what time did the show start? I tuned in at 8. And it's saying, the show is from 8 to 10, my nigga. I don't know what, I told you, nigga, the link is fucked up. I don't know what's going on, B. The show just started 4 minutes ago. The shit ends at 10. I'm talking to T-Dub. He said the link is fucking up again and shit. This tough nigga's about to go off in 10 minutes. But
Let me see in the group. Yeah.
Hold on, fuck off. Let's get some callers. Huh?
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 minute.
I want to hear what people got to say about this shit. Yeah.
323-587.
323-587. It's James.
Oh, what up, man?
Yeah, you know Posey had to say some shit, man. Man, Rex 2-1, man. Fuck that, man.
Shut the fuck up, Rex 2-1. What you talking about?
Man, Debatable 3-0, man. I had Charlie Rounds on mute, man. Debatable 3-0, man.
He beat that nigga. What you talking about?
Oh, God.
That shit was bad. Yo, James, that shit was bad, B.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, that nigga, man, that shit, I don't even know what to say, man. I don't even know what to say, my nigga. Like, the nigga died. He died. Randy just died, man. It didn't seem like the same Rex. Like, the nigga was, like, weird acting. Like, I don't get it, man. Then his mic was, like, HD clear, and it was, like, weird. Like, I don't know.
My nigga, what you mean you don't know? You know what happened? He couldn't beat motherfucking Clips. And that's what... Yo, I didn't think he was going to beat the nigga anyway. He made it interesting with the blogs.
Yeah, he did. I knew...
Did you really think he was going to beat this nigga, though? The nigga... Think about this. Rex don't rebuttal. Rex don't freestyle. Rex just keep coming with the same...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I fuck with Rex.
The same gun bars and...
Bad, man.
He ain't going to beat Clips like that, my nigga. He can't beat. And then I think it really looked like Russ is banking on that third round anyway.
And that third round was like a song low-key. Like, the nigga had a hook. I was 18. My cousin got 18 years. Like, the nigga had a hook. And he had a, like, the shit was just fucked up. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on with Rex, man. That nigga lost bad.
Rex, your ass got, man, listen, that shit is not even cool what happened to Rex. Like, fuck.
But I'm going to tell you this, Cats. The next nigga that got to stand in front of Rex is going to die. Danny Myers, Bar God, the nigga that think all his battles are classic, that's not all classics, you're going to die.
James, you're reaching right now, my nigga. Don't do that. Don't say they're not all classics.
The next nigga that stand in front of Rex is going to die. I don't care. Shout out Snake Eyes, man. The next nigga that stand in front of Rex is going to die.
Where that nigga been at? Oh, okay.
Shout out Snake Eyes, man. Rex 2-1, man. That's all I got to say, man. Debatable 3-0. Debatable 3-0, man.
You don't believe that shit at all, my nigga. You don't believe that shit.
And XL,
he
lost the cabinet.
How many times y'all watch this
shit? If he had on a durag, he would have won. He had on a durag, that's why he lost.
That nigga got massacred. I'm gonna go up and watch this bitch again when the show's over. He died so fucking bad. I'm gonna let you know how bad he died tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna take another look at it, but that's all I had, y'all. Shout out to Angie Band Movement, Wing Caps.
That's what it is, my nigga. Stay up, dude.
Yep.
Oh, man, son, it's very rare niggas die this fucking bad. Niggas is almost crying watching this battle. Like, damn, Rex.
For real. This was like, oh my goodness.
Did this nigga have the fucking nerve to throw a shot at Reed Dollars? Rex, why you throw a shot at Reed Dollars for?
Okay.
You think it's in the same boat just to turn around and hit you? He beat you back in the... Oh, y'all niggas is crazy, man.
Yeah, that's shitty, man.
You should throw smack to keep that bread and motherfucker make this footage disappear.
That's what
you should have done.
Let me ask this. Do you... I might be trolling. Do you think it would have been different if Rex would have went first?
What do you mean would have been? All right. 3-Zip, you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking if Charlie would have went first, do you think it would have been different?
Nah, it's 3-Zip regardless. It wouldn't have been no difference. Come on, man. Rex wasn't fucking with Clips anyway, man. He wasn't fucking with anyway, but God, damn.
That was hard to watch.
You knew
you
that shit was real. Everybody in Rex's crowd want to start talking to Clips. Like, don't do that, nigga. Don't do that.
Don't do that because you saw T.
Y'all ain't even back Rex when he was fucking rapping and shit. Y'all ain't hyped the nigga up or nothing. Like, y'all was quiet as a motherfucker on that shit.
Them niggas was sitting there lost like Rex. I mean, like you said, Rex was trying to laugh it off. Nigga, it's no laughing at that. That nigga was killing you.
Word. Let's get another caller, Wayne. I want to get some clothes.
All right. 843-694.
My girl, Wayne, what's up? Hey, for real, hey, yo, Caps, man, for real, though, man. And we got a
good rap out.
Hey, this Fraser, man, from the group. Now, I know you've been thinking while I'm not in there. But, hey, man, somebody just said in the group that Ray's cousin died and he just died. Ain't that some bull crap, man?
Somebody said what?
Somebody said that Ray's cousin died and he died. Like, the little dude that died, that he was, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody said that in the group?
They just screenshot that. Bro, slow down.
Did somebody in the group say that?
Yeah, just screenshot. All
right,
well,
you keep talking while I kick them out the group right now. Go ahead, you keep talking.
Yeah, man, but, man, I just feel like with Rex, man, when Mook was on the show and he was talking about Rex, I feel like Rex been doing this so long, I feel like he just want a payday, you know what I'm saying, like a big payday. So he ain't really going to give the performance that he, you know what I'm saying, that he's supposed to get. So he get like a $40,000 or $50,000 a month. I feel like he's about to leave battle rap, man, because he's not getting that type of money. And I feel like he'll never get that type of money. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, man. I feel like Rex worth that type of money.
I'm trying to see what a fool. I don't see anybody saying that shit. Where the hell did you see that?
That dropped before James Posey post. Man, anyway, but Rex, man, it's about Briz Rothstein. I'm from Carolina, baby. It's about Briz Rothstein. It's about T-Top. It's about these new niggas getting up in here and making it happen. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck all
that.
You're
talking about Rex dying to Charlie Clips. You want to hold on to that, nigga. We talking about this right now. We ain't pushing this inside.
I'm sorry. I got hype, man. But right there, die, man. What are we going to do? Do a funeral?
I mean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
What is?
Hold on.
I'm looking.
Nah, I'm trying to take care of something inside the group. Oh, let me ask you a question. Was it like one of the worst body bags you've ever seen?
What you think?
Huh?
Man, Rex, listen. Rex still got fat as hell. He done lost. Nigga need to lose weight. Nigga need to do something. He need to be marketable. Nigga ain't even marketable no more, man. Every time we see Rex, he in these freaking skinny freaking shirts, skinny freaking jeans like a freaking freakazord. Man, Rex need to, man, you listen to Rex, man, you need to change your whole freaking image. Tired of seeing Rex. Gun bars. T-Rock, he just need to sit back and manage T-Rock and let T-Rock do his thing. That's it. You're done. Ain't gonna make no more money off battle rap, man.
Okay.
Ain't gonna make no more money off battle rap, man. All you do is spit take verses. You're not gonna make no more money off battle rap, dog. He messed up the culture. He got his money, though. You know what I'm saying? He got his money. But he's a hard man. He didn't stop battling, man. He got killers on his team. Well, at least one.
I don't know.
He ain't even better than Mook. At least Mook come with 3 rounds. Nigga ain't even better than Mook, man. The hell with Rex, man.
Hey, but let's talk about time. Go ahead. Do your Carolina thing, man. Go ahead, bro.
Man, Prince Rothstein, you know what time it is. Nigga, machete. Nigga, take that. Niggas going down. We out here, nigga. 843-803, Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina. Let's get it on and pop it. I'm the hell up out of here.
Well, all right.
I don't know, my nigga. I don't know, man. Yo, but let me ask you a question. Excel versus Anubis. Now that we're talking about these newcomers, who you had winning that battle?
Oh, he's gone. He said he was up out of here.
Oh, he's gone? Oh, all right, question is. Dwayne, who won that battle?
Excel
Hold on. We got Excel coming on at 9 o'clock actually.
Okay. So listen. I went back. I had to watch this battle several times because, like you were saying in your blog, with Anubis, if you're not big on Dragon Ball Z, a lot of that stuff, you're not going to know. A lot of stuff I had to get references for. But then I was listening to Excel, and it's like, damn, he really did. I gave Excel the first and second, and as you did, I think Anubis's third was crazy. You know, it's great, but it's debatable. It's really debatable.
What round? Who'd you give the first round to?
The first one I gave to Excel.
Sex Cell? Okay.
Yep, and the second, oh, his second was crazy. His second, I really, really dug his second. And like I said, to me, I liked Excel's third, but I think I think Anubis actually edged that more. The whole pyramid, he was the whole pyramid scheme thing. I mean, he was. I just liked his round better.
All right, but here's the thing, though. That's judging after rewinding it mad times and shit like that. Like, oh, for the first watch, who'd you have?
First watch, I gave it to Anubis. I thought he had second and third.
And so how many times did it take you to, like, actually rewind?
Six.
To give, huh?
And I still know I missed stuff. I still know I missed stuff. I mean, you
so
just, they are
so,
very...
Huh? Go ahead, finish that. Go ahead.
They're very lyrical. So for me, yeah, you have to go back. I go back. I do that anyway. But you have to go back and you just have to listen to stuff and make sure everything clicks. But to me, I'm not mad if somebody said Anubis won. I'm not mad if somebody says Excel won, because they were both equally great. I mean, to me, I think they are one of the best UFF battles I've seen. I really dig that battle. I did.
Man, oh man, oh man, this shit crazy, man. This shit is crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, but did you change your mind? Did you change your mind?
No, I didn't change my mind. I'm saying, Excel's coming on at 9 o'clock, so I'm waiting for him to come on so we can finish talking about it.
Okay.
But,
what's up? They're saying they can't hear the show. Hold on. In the group, yeah, they're saying they can't hear the show. It's timed out.
It's timed out.
Dan Fitzgerald in the group said it's timed out.
That's probably what the hell the other niggas what T Dub was just talking about with the 11-minute shit probably.
Oh boy. Yeah. I'm not sure. Sure. We still have callers on.
I don't know.
Yeah, we still have callers on, but let me see something.
So what?
Here.
So can nobody else call up right now? Is that what they're trying
guys
to say? Or what are they saying in the group?
Guys in the group, can anybody call? They said the show cut short.
They said the call, the show. They're saying the show is over right now?
That's what they're saying.
Man, let me see if I can hear this show from someone. So can nobody hear shit? That's kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't know if that's true right there. Do you see any numbers online?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, it's still 48 calls.
All right, hold up. Let me see something real quick. Let me make a post real quick. I don't even make no sense from this link. This is exactly why we leaving this motherfucking link. Yep, on the stream, the show was over. That is some crazy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
Oh, you know what? Let me see something here. This is weird.
I don't even know if I'm even that fucking mad right now. I want to see Rex that fucking bad, to be honest with you.
You said you wanted to see it that bad?
Yeah. I'm sure this nigga's showing.
I don't. Okay, Jay said he just called up and he can't hear. And then they just put in the group. What is this? The video cannot be loaded.
Can't be
Network failed. It says network failed or because the format is not supported. That's weird.
It says it's not, what you mean?
They're saying that it's not, that's the screenshot that Usherwood just sent me. He said that he's trying to go to the actual link, and he's saying it does show, I see the link. And then at the bottom of the screen, it says the video cannot be loaded either because the server or the network failed or because the format is not supported. And then it has Blog Talk, the show name, the description of the show and just a whole bunch of other different that. Come on, what's going on, Blog Talk? Really? That is so weird.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Said the show is time for only 15 minutes.
But this nigga.
All right. Go on. Well, can you still take a call or no?
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, try to take a call. Let me see something real quick.
All right. Okay. 682-234.
Hello.
Oh, okay. You said the phone was good, B.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what's good? What's good, y'all?
Talk to me. What's up? Talk to me.
Oh, shit, what's the topic? I guess Rex and Clips first and foremost.
You already know what it is. You already know. Let's get into it.
Shit. Well, I mean, what y'all pretty much said what all there is to say about it, man. Rex, Randy got killed, man. Straight like that.
Would you have been worse than that?
Have I ever seen a body bag worse than that? I was thinking about that when you said it earlier, and the only one that compares is Fox and SoulCon. That's the only one that even compares to me, and the reason Clips I think beats it out is because all the personals. I mean, that shit was cut to the bone. Shit, my God.
Yeah, it really was.
Man, that was nasty. But yeah, that was crazy. And XL and Anubis, I had XL winning that. Me personally, Anubis was crazy though. I'm not real big on the Dragon Ball Z shit, so I had to look up a bunch of that shit. But it all made sense. But I like XL shit. It's kind of more subtly clever, I guess. Like he said, y'all worship Bull, that made me have to show my wrath. I thought that shit was fucking crazy. That's nuts. The golden idol worship. Oh, that's retarded. That shit's retarded.
Word. I don't know, my nigga.
For sure. So. Yeah, man.
Anubis and XL.
Word. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about.
But I mean, what about the first two rounds? Do you think that would have been different if XL had slowed down? I didn't say all that shit.
What do you think was the problem right there, actually?
What do you think was the problem with
what, just the first two rounds, you, as far as XL goes?
Yeah, was there a problem or what? I think XL bars are there. I think Anubis had it too, but I just think that, I don't know, man. I can't wait for XL to get on so we can talk about this, see what he thinks.
I know what you're saying. Like, for some reason, like that bar I just was talking about, like nobody reacted to it, and I was over here about to do a QP spin with the laptop and shit. So, I don't know.
You rewinded it though, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, he kind of does go a little too fast, and I think that might be a problem. Speaking of that, I finally got around to watching your boy Super Black versus Matt Myron.
Okay.
God damn, that boy, he's kind of like, he got a little loaded, like Southern Loaded Lux feel to him with the flow.
Black.
A little bit, yeah. He could slow down just a little bit. Everybody has already said that, but if he slowed down just a little bit, that dude is fire. God damn.
I'm trying to tell you, B. I think it's just super bad on that shit.
He was making Mac Myron look a little bad there for a minute, a couple times. He was going in on homie. Bad. For real.
I don't know, man. That shit is just wild crazy, man. Niggas be sleeping. Black don't get on soon, though. He gonna get
right
on. He ain't just start, but his name is starting to buzz a little bit now. You know what I'm saying?
Already. Hey, what do y'all think about this? I'm sure y'all heard about this A-Verb and Briz Rothstein situation with A-Verb saying he needs to apologize and all this bullshit. What y'all think about that?
Well, I see, I didn't pay that much attention to it, but I heard the story. Verb had told me, I spoke to Verb the other day and shit, and he was like, let me explain the story to what you know about what happened.
Okay,
something about Verb was going to give him a shot, was saying he wanted to battle, he was going to give Brez a T-Top a shot. I remember that.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, right. Okay, so basically, so from what I understand, yeah, A-Verb said something to the effect, I think in Unbiased or some shit, he said, you know, Briz Rothstein, he's all right. I wouldn't mind battling him. And Briz said some shit like, I'm giving you the shot, old head, or some shit. And then A-Verb was like, oh, no, never mind. I'm not going to give you the shot. And then I guess Briz kept popping.
Like you should have been a little humble and some shit.
Yeah, and then Briz, I guess, kept getting crazy with him and started talking some wild shit because, I guess that's his character.
Well, that's cool. I mean, if you're going to be totally honest, how do I really feel about the situation? I mean, I think that whole situation is kind of crazy, but at the end of the day, one has a name, the other one is getting a name. There is a difference. And
I think he's being on some
cocky shit, and he's using that to his advantage.
Right, for sure. And then A-Verb and Big T and them.
For him to apologize is going to be like, wow, like, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, right. But, I mean, he kind of put himself in that position now by popping shit like that, you know?
He did that totally wrong right there, my nigga. Verb said that he wouldn't mind giving you a shot. You shouldn't be saying anything.
That's anything other than, when you want to do it.
I'm giving you the chance. Why would you even say that to him? Like, that doesn't make no sense why you would even come at him like that. And he's trying to get on the main stage.
Right. You do nothing but benefit by having that battle. Like, even if you lose at this stage in his career, that's not really a detriment.
Bro. I mean, he doesn't have to battle you, my nigga. Like, you should just be like,
Exactly.
Just kind of dropped the ball on that shit. We'll see, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Verb would go. And Verb, you know what I'm saying? Then you got to think about who it is anyway. You know Verb is a conceited, cocky-ass nigga, so.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You already know that. It's just like, you should have seen some shit like this coming, because now either you're not going to battle him, you know what I'm saying? Because UFF is over with, not over now. Who are you going to battle next? You could have just had Verb, but now. He looking like he might not battle you. So maybe he going to battle T-Top then, no? He would battle either or if the money was right.
Right. He went on that other show, and, I mean, he was roasting the fuck out of these dudes. I mean, he said some real raw shit about Briz, but that's beside the point. But he said that T-Top, he thought, was the smarter guy because he said he obviously didn't get involved in the exchange between him and Briz. So he said he's looking at taking him because he, you know, he respects him as well. He thinks he's nice too. So I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Big T and Goods, they were talking all kind of wild shit about Prez and Hazy and Briz and yeah, man, stupid shit. The shit is retarded. I mean, hey, Big T, you're in no position to say anything about anybody at this point in your career. That's one thing. But that's just corny as fuck to me. I just think that kind of shit's corny as fuck. But whatever.
That shit is beyond corny, my dude. Like, I don't even understand that shit.
Like, and you know how Verb is. They're trying to, these dudes are trying to call in and, you know, have their say with it. And Verb, you know, if y'all gonna let him call in, I'm gonna hang up. You know, that'll be the end of my show.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. I can hear loud and clear. I could hear on the phone. This shit is crazy with this motherfucking link, man. I don't understand this motherfucker. You got half the people are saying they can't hear the show. And the other half is saying they can hear the show. This shit is wild. Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, plug in 404-432. I don't understand this shit at all with this fucking blog talk link, man. These niggas is wilding. Damn. Yes, you got niggas still on right now.
What's the number?
Hold on. 404-432.
Okay.
Yo.
404-432.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? Yeah, what's happening, Wayne? What's happening, Caps?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, it's KO, man. I just want to say, first and foremost, RIP to T-Rex. That nigga died a horrible death.
A horrible death?
It's just embarrassing, man. Embarrassing. He should have just fucking walked off stage. The shit was horrible, man. My God. I don't even want to talk about that shit. But you know what I'm saying, Cass, I watch your blog, you know what I'm saying? You know, I brought that shit up the other day about how them niggas was dressed on TV. And
yo,
you hit that shit.
Assholes.
Yo,
you could have
really
talked about that shit.
Yo, these niggas on TV looking like homeless people. Like, what's wrong with you niggas, man? This is the opportunity of a lifetime. These niggas coming on the show with no shape up, beard all rough, big-ass shoes and big-ass shirts. Man, these niggas is crazy, man. What's wrong with these niggas, Cal?
I don't know, my nigga. I wasn't really feeling that shit either. You know why I don't feel that shit, my niggas? Because, like, niggas had months before. But they ain't the only ones. Don't get confused. If you remember the first USF, Skull was on there looking crazy, too, my nigga.
Yeah, with the big-ass shirt.
The leopard shirt. And he was flexing it. I mean, hey, it started right there, my nigga.
Yeah, you're right. But then I'm looking at the battle was dope, but I'm looking behind the niggas got on chains and niggas is fresh and these niggas in the fourth.
Yeah, but but you can't look at that shit like that, my nigga. But these are still up and comers, so
I'm not saying they're supposed to have on Gucci, Louis, Prada, but these are niggas that you're supposed to be focusing on, and you're looking like, what the hell are they finding these niggas at on the street corner begging for change? I mean,
God damn, nigga.
I mean, did you see Breeze? I mean, him and you could swap him and XL out. They're like the same dirty nigga.
Yo, my nigga. All right, hold up. Okay, you ain't shit.
Yo, I'm keeping it real, Cap. That was a bad look for the culture. I'm watching the battle. I'm like, what the fuck are these niggas doing? Did they not know that they was going to? These niggas like this just rolled out of bed, man. Nigga got the do-rag on, and oh, my God, man. The fucking shirt, stretched out around the collar. You can damn near see the nigga nipples on the news. Man, these niggas is wild, man. Niggas could have got a crisp white tee and some nice Levi's, and that would have did that, but I don't know what them niggas were thinking about, man. That's a bad look for the culture, man. That shit got something to do with image, too, man. Niggas can't be coming on TV looking like fucking hobos and shit, man.
Nah, but that seems some real shit. It's TV.
It's BET.
But then it's not even just that. My nigga, like, you got to think about this shit, too. You got niggas like Briz got the little Dark Side collection. You know what I'm saying? He's selling shirts and shit. So, you know what I mean? All that shit could be you. You never know. Like, fucking Yeo might have wanted to slide one of these niggas.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to present yourself right, man. Niggas not saying you got to come on with $3,000 shit on, but man, at least come decent, man. That shit, a haircut don't cost you nothing but a 15 or a 20. These niggas didn't even want to get a cut. These niggas is crazy, man.
That's what it is.
Shit, man, but I fuck with you. I just want to come in and spit that real quick, man.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate it. Hey, yo.
Yo, what's up?
I mean, that's what it is, man. Salute, homie.
All right, homie.
All right. Hey, yo, Wayne.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what the fuck going on. So you telling me the show is saying it's not recording?
It's saying there is no recording time left. It is over. However, the callers are going to be able to stay on the line so they can hear us, but the group cannot. They can't access this link. And I think that's because I have to end the episode so that it totally ends it.
What the fuck? So only the callers who's listening online right now can hear?
Only the callers that are on the phone, that are actually on the line right now, can hear. Those are the only people that can.
All right, that doesn't make no sense. And then we're not even going to be able to put it on YouTube. None of that shit, right? Hold up. So what do we got to do? We got to end this show and redo it or something?
Well, because I tried to program it to go live, and it's saying that we've reached the duration of time.
Hold up. You put too much business out there. Yo, we going to stop this show right here and try to start up another motherfucking show. Fuck that. It don't make no sense. This whole shit is fucking retarded right here. I don't understand how they could just fuck up the link altogether right now. I just don't understand this shit.
Yeah, I don't
Everybody's
know.
Hitting me up right now saying they can't fucking hear the show. I don't understand this shit at all, B. Yo.
Are those the people who are
I don't even know, but look, I don't know. We're gonna stop the show right now. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get to the bottom of this shit so we can start this shit over again for tonight. Yo, y'all niggas hit me on Twitter. I'm gonna work some shit out right now at this fucking radio station, man.
Okay. We're gonna sign off now.
We're gonna sign off right now so we can actually get a 2-hour show because we've only been on 30 minutes. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. These niggas can't. No one hear the show right now.
Well, like I said,
crazy.
But
the people who are on can hear the show, but we're not gonna be able to upload it or no shit like that.
Right. No, nobody's gonna be able to upload it.
So that doesn't really. If you could do both while we're on. But if you can't do it while we're on, I mean, it doesn't make no sense to continue. We'll just be wasting
okay,
up the show
so,
working.
So you want me to, okay. So you want me to end the episode and then start over, right?
Yeah, we're going to end the episode and we're going to try to start this motherfucker right back over. We're going to set it for 9 o'clock. Y'all niggas tune in at 9 o'clock. Hopefully this shit goes through. If not, then this going to be our last episode, this motherfucker. I'm not even, well... They could do it. I'm not going to come back on here Friday, my nigga, like, and deal with this stupid ass shit right here. So, y'all niggas, look for us at 9 o'clock, man.
Okay.
All right, Wayne.
Okay.